Good morning.
Let's all take a comfortable seat on our mat to begin our practice. Close your eyes. Take a few moments to quiet yourself down a little bit, mind and body. It's said that prayer is asking for guidance, asking for wisdom. Meditation is listening, receiving guidance, receiving wisdom. So as we practice today, let's allow our practice to become a flowing, moving, breathing prayer and meditation. We drop our head down now, let it rock from side to side. Back now to center, where we'll take our hands to our heart. May this practice today bring healing to our body, peace to our mind, joy to our heart, and unity with our spirit. From this gesture of prayer, exhale, let your hands fall open onto your lap, a gesture of meditation. And then inhale back to the prayer. Exhale back to the meditation. Asking, receiving. Flowing prayer and meditation. Once again, come back to the gesture of prayer. How will you approach your poses differently if they become a flowing meditation rather than a willful practice? Inhaling, let's reach into the sky. Exhale, fold into a forward bend. Reaching forward, our hands come to the mat, our feet will step back, and let's come to downward facing dog with hips reaching into the sky. Pressing fingers into the mat, just elongating our body for a moment. In order to make this a listening practice, we open ourselves up. We create a quiet inner mind and body in order to listen. As you stretch into your downward facing dog, come up onto the toes. Let one heel at a time step down toward the ground. As we practice, our thoughts will again and again try to derail us. We can't stop them from coming, but we can choose to not follow them. Let's walk our hands now back to our feet. With feet planted on the mat, we hang in a standing forward bend. Let this be whatever it is for your body. Straight legs or bent knees, hands on the legs, hands on the floor. With this practice as your flowing meditation, all variations are equally valuable. It's a practice in the way that feels good for your body, that helps you to gently open in order to listen. Walking hands forward now, let's make a return to downward facing dog. Our knees now will come onto the mat. Our hips will sit down onto our heels. And with an inhale, let's spread our arms open wide. Opening up. Exhale, bow. Now, flowing, breathing, moving meditation. How is your practice different if it's a listening practice? Opening up, feel yourself asking for guidance, for wisdom. Folding forward, remembering to listen. Once more open, and once more bow. Create a little nest now in child's pose. However it feels relaxing and comforting to you, find that place. And vow to return here whenever you feel like taking a moment to pause. Maybe you'd like a little more time to just listen. Child's pose is always here, ready for you to come back. Now, hands planted on the mat, we turn our toes under, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Step our right foot forward now. Left knee onto the mat, inhale, reach to the sky, kneeling lunge. Exhale, flow downward, reaching arms behind you. And then inhale, reaching up. Flowing, breathing, moving, meditation. One more inhale, flows into the sky. Take the exhale back down to the mat where we'll step our right foot back. Inhale, shift your shoulders over wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, loop the shoulders back, let your heart rise up, cobra. Exhale, hips reach into the heels, find child's pose. Doing that again, come forward with an inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower all the way down. Inhale, shoulders curl back, heart lifts, cobra. And exhaling, it's back into child's pose, where we'll tuck our toes under and reach our hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward now. Right knee to the mat, inhale, reach up. Exhale, folding down, arms reach back. Flowing, breathing, moving, meditation. Lifted once more with an inhale, and an exhale takes us back to the mat. Step back. Inhale, come forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, cobra. And exhaling, child's pose. Now continue moving, flowing, breathing. Your flowing practice is a way to open yourself up to become more quiet inside, to facilitate listening. Take one more flow like this, and let that last one lay you back gently into your child's pose. Listen. Securely planted, we turn our toes under, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet now up to meet our hands. Inhaling, we rise with breath. Exhaling, hands to the heart, sit down into chair. Inhale, reach the prayer up into the sky. Ask. Exhale, fold down halfway, arms reach back. And with an inhale, we reach forward. Exhale, forward bend. Inhale, rise up. Let's do that once more. Exhaling, hands come to the heart. We sit down into chair. Inhale, to the sky. Ask for guidance. Exhale, halfway down, arms back. Inhale, reaching forward. Exhale, folding down. With an inhale, we rise. This time, standing tall, let hands come to your heart in a prayer. Step to the very front of your mat. Let's celebrate this sunny day with a sun salutation. Inhaling, we reach up. Exhale, arms up this time, sit down into chair. Inhale, circle up into the sky again. Add a little back bend if you want to. Exhale, dive all the way down. Inhaling, we lift up halfway, lengthening our back. Exhaling, hands come to the mat. Let's step our right leg back. Either straight leg or kneeling lunge. Inhale, arms to the sky. Your meditation. Find the way the poses feel wonderful. Exhale, come down again. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arching up. Exhaling our way back, downward facing dog. Right leg in the sky. Exhale, step forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Moving, flowing, breathing, meditation. Exhaling, hands come to the mat. Let's step forward. Inhale, rising like the morning sun. Exhale, sit down into chair. Inhale, touch the sky. Curl into the back bend if that feels wonderful for you. And then exhale, swoop down. Inhale, halfway lift, fullness of the back. Exhale, hands to the mat, the left foot stepping back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands that come to the mat as we step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling, back, downward facing dog, and now left leg into the sky. Step or help your left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands come floating down, we step forward. Inhale, catch a wave of breath. Exhale, chair. Inhale, into the sky. Once again, the back bend presents itself for you here. And with an exhale, we fold forward. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, let hands come to the mat, stepping feet back, downward facing dog. Take a moment here to listen. Becoming quieter inside. Listen for wisdom. Listen for guidance. Within us lie the answers to our deepest questions and the antidote for all our fears. No matter how identified we have become with mind and body, we can release the thoughts that blind us from the truth. Seek the still point where you and I lose meaning, where we meet and merge as one. Now we begin our standing flows. Let it be a moving, breathing, flowing meditation for you. Looking to the hands, let's walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, rise up. Exhale, as hands come to the heart, let's step our feet together. And then we take a powerful seat in chair pose. Feel your hips lower down toward the ground as your heels dig in. Ask for guidance. Ask for wisdom. Now we add a twist to this chair by taking our right elbow either between the knees or around to the outside of the left knee. Let that leverage between your elbow and knee help you to turn your heart around to the left and create this wonderful healing twist in back and spine. The knees still pointing straight ahead, the heels and hips still earthy, grounded. How is it different if it's becoming your meditation? Take the weight of your body now onto the left foot. Feel free to touch the mat if you need a little more stability. Step the right leg back. Let the twisting chair become a twisting lunge. And then make this twist all yours. All variations equally valuable. Where does it feel amazing for you? Where does it help you open up in order to become more quiet inside? If arms are spread open wide, bring them back to a prayer. And let's unwind the twist with the prayer still at our heart as we lay the back knee gently down. If you'd like a little more stretch here, feel free to scoot the right knee back just a little further. From our heart, let's take that prayer to our forehead as we ask for wisdom. Our face looks up and the prayer reaches beyond our head into the sky as we ask for guidance. And then take hands to the mat. Shift the hips back. Now let's straighten the left leg into a nice hamstring stretch. If you have a more flexible body, feel free to move into a full split here if you'd like. For your body, where does this take you to a place of listening? Listen now for guidance, for wisdom. It's there in every breath. And we step onto the left foot again. Planting hands on the mat, let's step our way back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Look to the hands, walk or jump your feet up to meet your hands. Inhale, rise up. Exhale, hands come to the heart. Let's step our feet together again. And once again, we take a seat of strength in chair pose. As if everything is drawing right to your very center. In this powerful strength, can you find a still point? A way to become quiet? And then again, adding a twist, this time to the other direction. So left elbow between the knees or around to the outside of the right knee. Feel your heart turning in the other direction now, and then make the twist your own. With hands at a prayer, take the weight of the body onto the right foot. Or take hands to the mat if a little more stability helps. Step the left leg back, become the twisting lunge. How does this change for you? If it becomes a pose about quieting, about listening, rather than trying to achieve anything physically, how can this pose help you to find a still point? Bring hands again to a prayer. Unwind the twist. Lay the back knee down. Again, a little deeper stretch is available if that feels good for you. From the heart, take hands to the third eye. Asking for wisdom. Look into the sky. Arms reach beyond the head. Ask for guidance. Hands to the mat. Shift the hips back, straighten the right leg, hamstring stretch. Full splits is available here for some of you. Close your eyes, be unaware of people around you. Be aware instead of the messages, the listening. When our mind and body become more and more quiet, that wisdom, that guidance, that inspiration speaks to us even louder. Thank you. step onto the right foot again. Hands planted on the mat, we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Lift your hands, let's walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, rise up. Exhale, hands to the heart, a prayer. Set hands onto the thighs. With an inhale, draw your heart forward, shoulders rolling back, bending the knees. Exhale, arching back. So it's cat and cow in a standing position. A beautiful massage for your spine. Next inhale, rise up. Exhale, dive all the way down to the mat. Walk or jump your feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Reach the right leg into the sky now. Step the right foot forward. Lay the back foot flat down. Let's reach up, warrior one.
How does this pose become different if it's about listening? If your purpose is to open up, to find a still point, a quiet. Now from this warrior, reach arms out to the sides. Wrap the right arm over the left. Either grab hold of the shoulders or take the arms from the eagle pose. And then we step onto the right leg. Wrapping the left leg around the right, let's step into that powerful eagle. Listen for vision. Step down, reach up. Exhale, and hands come behind the back. Or we'll join our fingers together. We'll roll our shoulders back and let our heart fly like the eagle soars. Tip the hips, fold forward.
Hands drop down to the mat. We walk or jump our feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
Exhaling back, downward facing dog. This time, take the left leg to the sky.
Set the left foot forward. Plant the back foot, reach up, warrior one. Flowing, breathing, moving meditation. Meditation, we listen, we receive. How does the experience of your warrior one change when it becomes about listening and receiving? Arms reach out.
Left arm crosses the right this time. Shoulders or eagle for your arms. Step onto the left leg. Weave the right leg around the left. Step into the strength and power of an eagle. Perched high in a tree. Eagles always hold their head up high. They're always present.
Step down, reach up. Exhale, drop hands behind the back. Fingers laced together again, roll the shoulders back. Let your heart soar on the wings of the eagle. tip the hips, fold forward.
And then hands come onto the mat. We walk or jump back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
Exhale, push back, downward facing dog. Look to the hands. Walk or jump your feet up to meet your hands. Inhale, rise.
Exhale, hands to the heart in a prayer. Once again, take hands onto the thighs, cat and cow. Inhale, pull the heart forward, roll the shoulders back. Exhale,
draw your belly back. Now let waves of motion, waves of breath flow through you. Flowing,
breathing,
moving meditation. Next inhale, rise up.
Exhale, dive all the way down to the mat. Hands come to the earth, we walk or jump back.
Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
With an exhale, back, downward facing dog. Raise the right leg into the sky. With a bigger, wider step, step the right foot forward. Plant the back foot. Let's stretch out into warrior two.
How can we use this pose to open up even more? Create that environment that facilitates listening. Even though we reach in opposite directions, we find our heart and our mind in alignment here at our center. Exact legs you have right now. Bend the right arm laid across the right thigh. Left fingers into the sky. We come to side angle pose. Look up. Reach up. Seek out wisdom, guidance. Now beginning a circle with the top arm. First reaching toward the back wall. That hand brush against your back leg, touch the ground beneath you. And as we point to the front of the room with the left fingertips, let's straighten the right leg. And the circle of the arm culminates in triangle pose. Left arm straight into the sky now. The legs, long straight lines, find a beautiful opening here. It allows you the space to listen. And then fold down to the mat. We step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up.
Exhaling back, downward facing dog. And left leg to the sky. Take an equally big step forward with the left foot.
Plant the back foot. Let's spread ourselves out into warrior two. How is the quality, the approach different? If it is a flowing, breathing, moving meditation for you, if you're coming to this pose with the goal of opening up to receive, to listen. Commit to your legs. Bend the left arm laid across the left thigh. Right fingers now point to the sky, and we open again into this beautiful side angle pose. Let it create that space inside, that still point, where you and I lose meaning, where we meet and merge as one. And then the circle begins with the right arm first reaching back, brushing against the leg, grazing the mat. And as the right fingers point to the front of the room, let's straighten the left leg. And the circle culminates in triangle pose. Extremely spacious. Opening up so we can listen. The mind continues to tempt us. We don't follow it. We choose to be present. One of the hardest things about a meditation practice is keeping the mind at bay. Folding down to the mat. Step back. Vinyasa. Inhale plank or kneeling plank. Exhale lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Walk or jump your feet up to meet your hands one more time. Inhale, rise up. Exhale, hands come to the heart in a prayer. Bend the knees, hands onto the thighs, cat and cow. Let the waves roll through you. Every wave brings healing energy and motion to your back, to your spine. Next inhale, rise up.
And with an exhale, dive all the way down.
Hands to the mat, walk or jump back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Let's step into one last standing series. Look to your hands, walk or jump your feet up to meet your hands. Inhale, rise up.
Exhaling, hands come into our heart. Once again, a prayer.
This time, instead of stepping our feet together, let's step our feet farther apart. We'll hook our elbows in the insides of our knees. Now listen. Choose to stay here in this squat or to play with crow pose. Hands on the floor, fingers wide open. Look about a foot in front of your hands to the floor. Hook the shins onto the upper arms. And then letting go of fear, perhaps you'll be playful enough to shift the weight of your body onto your arms instead of your feet. Maybe even taking one or both feet off of the ground. Hovering over the ground in that crow pose. All variations, equally valuable. Be where you feel okay being today. With no judgment, this is your meditation. How is crow pose different if you come to it listening? Set feet back onto the mat, lift hips to the sky, hang down in a standing forward bend. Feel free to roll your wrists around if you played with that crow pose, or even tuck them under your feet and give them a little tug. Give our spine, our back, one last twist here. Take the right fingertips around the outside of the left ankle. Send the left arm into the sky. And then this side of the twist unwinds. The left hand crosses over the body where it will catch the outside of the right ankle and the right arm spins to the sky. And we get that twist equally on both sides. And then this side of the twist unwinds. Our hands come to the mat. We walk or jump back. Our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
Exhaling, push back, but let's take our knees to the mat and fold ourselves into that nest of child's pose. Listen. Within us lie the answers to our deepest questions, the antidote for all our fears,
identified we have become with mind and body. We can release the thoughts that blind us from the truth. Seek that still point where you and I lose meaning, where we meet and merge as one. Out of the front of our mat, planting our hands on the earth, we curl our toes under, once again returning to downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet up to meet our hands, and with an inhale we slowly rise. Our hands reach into the sky again in a prayer. We draw that prayer into our heart as we ask for wisdom, for guidance. So we're ready now to begin balancing. So let's begin our balance series on the right leg. Today we start with Warrior 3. So plant your right foot, reach fingertips into the sky. Now find a still point here, a quiet. And then slowly tiptoe the left foot back, creating a nice long line with your body. And if you feel steady, take off. Begin to soar on the wings of being present. Use your arms as a counterbalance in any direction. Where can you find stillness? How is this pose different if you're coming to it to create quiet, to listen? From this flying, we drop hands to the mat. Our head drops down, our leg reaches up, standing splits. Quiet and quality in each moment. And then right fingertips in front of the right foot. Let's open sideways now into half moon pose, wherever that is for you today. Let it be flowing, breathing, moving meditation for you. Back to the stability of 2 feet on the ground. Take a moment to relax your body. And let's say, take that same balancing series to the left leg. Start with your roots, arms to the sky. Come to it with quieting, with listening. Tiptoe the right foot back now. Create the long line. And then take off to soar. Listening for wisdom. All the answers are there. Dive down the standing splits. Head dropping down, foot reaching up, everything just to your own degree. No judgment at all. Everyone's flowing meditation is their own. Left fingertips in front of the left toes, opening into half moon pose. Flowing, breathing, moving meditation. And back to 2 feet. Relax, release. And then take a wave of breath into the sky. Exhale, let that breath fold you down. Hands come to the mat, and once again we step our feet back and lay ourselves down into child's pose. Listen. Adding a side bend here if you'd like, walking hands off to the right to stretch into the left side body. Hands come back to center. They walk off to the left, and the right side body receives an equal stretch. toward the knees. And as we bring our practice to the floor now, let's begin with a back bend, camel pose. So fold your mat to create a cushioning for your knees. Set your knees on that cushioning as wide as your hips. Turn the toes under, stand onto both knees. Create a strong foundation through your lower body. Let's take our hands as fists to our low back. Now rising up through our center, we roll our shoulders back and let our heart reach toward the sky. Come to the pose listening. Find where it fits you best. And then with your heart, burst wide open like this. Listen to the wisdom and guidance it offers. A well of wisdom and guidance in your heart. Open it more. And then slowly come back up. Your camel pose, back bend into a forward bend, child's pose. On your way there, you can stretch your mat back out again. We don't need that extra fold anymore. Hips snuggle into our heels. A time to listen. Now walk hands back in toward the knees again, but this time let's cross our ankles and come to sit. We'll stretch our right leg out as we pull our left foot to the inner right thigh. Align yourself with your right leg. And then with an inhale, reach up, greet your breath. Ask. Exhale, tip the hips forward. Close your eyes. Listen, receive. Create a quiet stillness here that allows you to listen for the answers to your deepest questions. Allow the right hand to remain with the right leg. Reach the left arm behind you. And then up to the sky as we begin to circle the left arm into a big curving side bend over toward the right leg. Looking less for coming close to the foot, looking more for the stretch and opening in the right side body, left side body. Opening in order to listen and receive. And then left arm again to the sky. Sit the left hand to the floor behind your left hip. And let's arch back the other way. We step onto the left knee and arch our right arm back and beyond our hip. Flowing, breathing, moving meditation. Come back now to sit. Changing sides. We extend the left leg. We pull the right foot in. And we line our body to the left leg. Inhale, reaching up into our breath. Exhale, tip the hips forward, close your eyes, listen, receive. Not striving to touch your toes or bring your face to your leg or anything like that at all. Instead, just creating quiet, allowing the time and space to listen. Left arm remains with the left leg. Right hand behind the back. Begin circling the right arm into the sky and into the sweeping side bend over toward the left leg. Opening the right side body. And then right arm to the sky. And to the floor behind the right hip. Step onto the right knee. Arch back the other way. Left arm extending beyond the head. Stepping down onto the left foot to extend into the body. And then returning to the mat again. Bring the legs in front of you now. Let's roll all the way down onto our back. Roll yourself down, hug knees into your body.
Move yourself around until you find a comfortable resting spot on your back. And then let knees come directly above the hips. Spread arms onto the floor like wings. Lift the shins up until they come parallel to the earth. Now find your strong center. And from that place, draw the legs halfway to the right. A little tug with that strong center brings the knees back to the middle again. And then halfway over to the left. Now in your flowing, breathing, meditation, if your center feels even stronger today, you can do this with straight legs if you prefer. Let the breath flow. How is the experience different if it's seen as your meditation? Come back then to center, lay the feet onto the mat. Cross the right ankle over the left thigh. Let's slip our hands through and behind the left leg, drawing the legs in toward us for this amazing deep release of pigeon pose. Close your eyes. As you allow this space of letting go, listen. As the pent-up emotions are released, we go quieter and quieter. Body, mind, quiet, so that we can listen and receive. Hands release, the left foot comes to the mat. Take the right foot now to the floor and let's cross the left ankle over the right thigh. We take that pigeon pose to the other side. Reach through, grab behind the right leg, draw the legs in toward you. Slowly allow the deep release now to come to your left hip. The hips are our storage place for emotions. With each breath, find a letting go. And with the release comes the space to listen. Hands again slip apart, the right foot returns to the mat and then left. We're ready now to move into a time of inversions. A couple of options for you. If you feel safe moving into a shoulder stand today, very carefully, gently lift hips and legs up above your shoulders with the support of your hands to hold you steady. Another option would be a bridge pose, where feet are planted on the earth and pushing into the feet allows the hips and spine to peel off the ground and create a bridge. How is this experience different if you've come here to listen? If you've come here for wisdom, for guidance? One last breath of listening here. And then slowly, gently allow yourself to come back to the mat, laying your spine one vertebra at a time onto the floor like precious jewels. When you found your way all the way down again, if you've been in the bridge pose, because there's a back bend there, hug your knees. Then let's take fish pose. Feet planted on the mat, hands slip under the hips. Legs extend forward, and as we sit on our hands, we'll tuck our elbows and forearms underneath our back. Spreading the heart open wide as we drop our head back. Let your heart burst open once again, and listen. Open that deep well of guidance. And then allow the head to rise up and the fish pose to lower onto the earth. Hands slip out from under the hips, and now we'll reach to the floor behind our head as we grow just a little longer in our body for this final twist. Reach down, take the right leg into your arms, cradle it into your body, and then guide it across to the left as you turn to the right. Come here with listening, finding where the twist feels wonderful and helps you let go just a little more in order to listen a little deeper. Release the left hand, roll back onto your back. Realign yourself to the center of your mat. And once you're there, stretch the legs and reach the arms. Allow yourself to grow longer into your body. And then reach down to gather up the left leg, drawing it in close to you and guiding it across to the right as you look with your face to the left. Your body, your breath flowing as prayer and meditation. The right hand releases. One last time, we fall gently onto the mat. Find yourself back to center again. And then release yourself completely to the floor. Close your eyes and listen. Receive. The body has been wrung out, twisted, released all of its pent-up emotions. Stress and tension. The mind has become quiet. And I return to where I never left. I reconnect from which I was never separated. I remember what has always been true. When I stop the struggle, I expand into unbelievable awareness. There's nothing to say. No you to thank, no me to be grateful. When one of us sings, we all recall the music. We meet and merge as one. In the quiet, allow yourself to listen, to receive. Wisdom and guidance are there. The answers to all your deepest questions, the antidote for your fears. There is nothing to say. No you to thank, no me to be grateful. When one of us sings, we all recall the music. We meet and merge as one. You are welcome to lie here in this moment of meditation for as long as you would like to. And then when you're ready to bring that time of your meditation to a close for now, take a moment first to honor today's practice with whatever kind of closure feels meaningful for you today. And then now or later, whenever you are ready, roll gently onto your right side. Linger there for a few moments, receiving wisdom and guidance. And then finally, again, when you are ready, allow yourself to come back to the comfortable seated position where this practice today began. Here in these final moments, we offer our gratitude. Gratitude for this practice today, for the gifts that you've received, for how wonderful we feel. Once again, let's drop our head down into gravity and let it sway from side to side. Back to center then. Your arms be carried on a wave of breath into the sky where hands meet again for a prayer. Let that prayer come to the forehead for guidance in our thoughts today. To our lips for guidance in our words. And to our heart for guidance in our heart. May the sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.